The second sutta I want to talk about is the 15th. There are 16 suttas altogether. It's called the Atta Danda Sutta. Danda is stick. Atta is to grab hold of or to seize. So it's the seizing the stick sutta. And to seize the stick is the ancient Buddhist way of talking about violence. It's a very concrete image. When you're violent, you seize a stick. So the Atta Danda Sutta. When I first came across this sutta many, many years ago in Saddhatitta's translation, I was so, struck. It had such a strong effect on me. You know, sometimes when you're reading these ancient texts, it feels like the Buddha's talking through a kind of a veil. You can't quite get at the Buddha as a human being. The kind of mythological idea of the Buddha as some kind of amazing being who never did anything wrong. For someone like me, that's quite hard to relate to. But when I came across this sutta many years ago, it was as if suddenly a door opened and there was the Buddha. The real human being, the Buddha. I'm not going to read you the whole sutta because it's a fairly long one. Just the first five verses. This is actually a translation by Andrew Olensky. Never heard of him before, but I found it on the net. And I've changed it just very slightly. Fear is born from arming oneself. Just see how many people fight. I'll tell you about the dreadful fear that caused me to tremble all over. Seeing creatures flopping around like fish in water too shallow. So hostile to one another. Seeing this, I became afraid. This world completely lacks essence. It trembles in all directions. I longed to find myself a place unscathed, but I could not see it. Seeing people locked in conflict, I became completely distraught. But then I discerned here a barb, hard to see, lodged deep in the heart. It's only when pierced by this barb that one runs in all directions. So that if that barb is taken out, one does not run, one does not sink. I really felt that I'd met the Buddha when I read that. He's talking about his own fear and his trembling and being distraught. This is presumably before his enlightenment. You really get the feet. Sometimes when you read about the Buddha's life story or hear about the Buddha's life story, it's almost like this amazing guy who just thought, oh, I can see suffering everywhere. Well, I think I'll become enlightened and save all beings. But here you get a real feeling for his own suffering, his own fear. And the first line is very interesting. Fear is born from arming oneself. This reminds me of another early text, an Udana, where the Buddha says something like, open up the thatch, and thus it will not rain through. So if you want to protect yourself, open up. Disarm. Fear is born from arming oneself. So this is kind of counter intuitive, I think. It goes against what most people think. That if you want to be free from fear, you have to arm yourself. you have to protect yourself. But here the Buddha is saying, that's what causes fear. If you take up the stick, then you will feel fear. Just see how many people fight. I'll tell you about the dreadful fear that caused me to tremble all over. Throughout the Sutta Nipata, you get this term tremble again and again, and it signifies fear. It also signifies agitation. It's the opposite of peace and purity. It's that feeling of agitation. Seeing creatures flopping around like fish in water, too shallow, so hostile to one another. So here's another amazing image which would have meant so much to people in India at that time. This time, the hot season. Water is evaporating. Fish that were in a lake are now in a small pond, and there are too many of them for the amount of water there. So they're all fighting for scant resources. So this is the image the Buddha gives us for humanity. We're like fish in too little water, hostile to one another. This world completely lacks essence. It trembles in all directions. So not only was the Buddha trembling, but he saw that everyone was trembling in some way. Seeing people locked in conflict, I became completely distraught. But then I discerned here a barb, hard to see, lodged deep in the heart. It's only when pierced by this barb that one runs in all directions. This to me is just a wonderful image of being pierced deep in the heart by a barb. What is the barb? The barb is self. Usually we don't feel the barb as painful. It's lodged in the heart, deep in the heart, but we don't usually feel it as painful. It's only when we're under stress, it's only when we're threatened in some way that we feel the pain of the barb, and it causes us to run in all directions. It causes us to fight with one another. Each one of us has a barb, a dart, pierced deep in the heart. And the only way that you can get that barb out is by becoming selfless, by disarming oneself. Wonderful, very, very simple teachings. Interesting thing here is the Buddha doesn't tell you how to get rid of the barb, how to take the barb out. He just said, get rid of it. It's true, I think, throughout the whole of the Sutta Nipata, there are these very strong wisdom teachings, and then the Buddha doesn't tell you how to go about realizing them. Perhaps the Buddha was there, he had a tremendous influence, and perhaps people just managed to get rid of the barb there and then. I don't know. But it's just very strong wisdom teachings that you can reflect on again and again.